Om Shanti. Today's essence: sweet children, there is an unlimited income to be earned by studying the study that the Father teaches you. Therefore, continue to study well and never allow the link of your study to break. Sweet children, there is an unlimited income to be earned by studying the study that the Father teaches you. Therefore, continue to study well and never allow the link of your study to break. From the essence, we can understand that the study is very important in order for us to earn an unlimited income. So, what is that unlimited income that is earned through this study? Would you like to answer? What is the unlimited income that is earned through this study? Pardon? Knowledge? No, so we earn an income by studying this knowledge, right? So what is that unlimited income that is earned? Okay, so we earn an income for 21 births. Okay. Okay, become deities. Baba said today that by imbibing and by using the jewels of knowledge, we are given to win the lottery over the sovereignty of the world. Baba also said that by taking the jewels of knowledge from the ocean of knowledge, we will receive plenty of other jewels. So for example, if we look at Lakshmi and Narayan, in heaven they reside in palaces that are studded with diamonds and many other types of jewels, right? And so, again, let's revise the essence. Baba said that this unlimited income is earned by studying. So for example, if we look at our physical study, we can see that however much someone studies or to whatever extent they complete their education to, accordingly they claim a status in this world, right? So if somebody has studied very well or if they have attained a very high level of qualification, they're more likely to have a better status, better house, better comforts, and their way of living will also be very luxurious, right? And so similarly, if we study and imbibe the jewels of the spiritual knowledge that we receive from Baba's Murli, accordingly we will claim a status in heaven. And so, what is this study for? What is Baba teaching us for? Purification? Pardon? To become Lakshmi and Narayan? To claim a high status. Soul consciousness. Good. Yes. Sensible. Yeah. And so Baba says in the Murli that this study is for changing us human beings into deities, into those who are worthy of residing in heaven with complete rights, attaining the royal status. So we go to Satyug, we don't want to become subjects or maids or servants, right? So we have to study now to claim a right to go and stay in the royal kingdom, in the royal family. Therefore, to claim that right, we definitely need to pay attention to the study of changing human beings into deities. Also, the unlimited income which is earned through this study is not just for one or two births or even for 21 births, but it is an unlimited income that is earned for the whole kalpa. And so, from this we can understand how important the study is and how much attention we should pay to this study. Right? If it's an income that is earned for the whole kalpa, then we should pay so much attention now, because we only study this once. Baba says that this study is very easy. We simply have to understand it. The knowledge is easy and the income too is easy. So in our Lokik study, we start our education from when we're 5, kindergarten, right? Or even 3, some countries. And then we carry on studying until we into universities when we graduate. It takes so long and we put in so much effort to study. And the income, the reward of that is only for one birth. And Baba here says we only study once and the income is earned for the whole kalpa. And so it's an easy study and also an easy income. And so the more we churn and extract the jewels of the murli, and also so extract the jewels of the murli and we share with others, accordingly we will receive a status in heaven. The types and the amounts of jewels that our palaces will be studded with will be dependent on how much jewels we have extracted from this knowledge. So however much jewels we extract from the knowledge now, accordingly we will receive, accordingly we will have diamonds and jewels studded in our palaces, and also, I don't know, like, we also have jewels in our clothes there too, right? And so to whatever extent we accumulate the treasures of knowledge, accordingly will be our status in heaven. And so Baba says, continue to study well and never allow the link of your study to break. And so how can we do that throughout the day? So we study them early in the morning, but how can we maintain that link throughout the day? Churning, remembrance. Okay. And so when Baba talks about the study, there are different ways or different methods which we can use for studying the murli, right? And so does anybody want to share the experience on how they study the murli? By reading. Okay, so simultaneously you do both things. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, firstly, in the morning, we listen to the murli. So, whilst listening to the murli, we have to be soul conscious. And we can use visualization. Sometimes, Baba speaks, like for example, sometimes Baba speaks about particular time periods of the cycle. For example, when Baba describes Satyug, then we can visualize Satyug in our minds. This will enable us to experience what Baba is saying at that moment. That will enable us to remember that particular point and use it when it's necessary. Another way to study is that we read the murli. So when we read the murli, we can read it from multiple viewpoints, or we can divide the murli into different components. For example, we know that we have 4 subjects, right? Knowledge, yoga, dharana, and seva. So when we are reading the murli, we can look at the murli from that perspective. So we can derive or write down all the points that Baba has said about yoga, knowledge, dharana, and seva. So this is another way we can read the murli. And murli can also be divided into different topics such as soul consciousness, the 5 forms, and the qualities and the way the deities live in heaven. So you can choose in however way you would like to read the murli based on the topic that you would like to focus on. So we can extract points from the murli according to the topics we choose. For example, with 5 forms, we can write everything about each form that Baba has said about that murli. Then we will easily be able to apply those points when we are practicing the drill of the five forms. The same thing with soul consciousness. Baba says about soul consciousness every day. He tells us that we have to practice being soul conscious, right? So we can write down all the points that Baba says about being soul conscious, because we do practice being soul conscious, but we're not able to maintain that state of soul consciousness all the time. And so when situations come, that's when I remember that, oh, I have to be soul conscious, right? If I feel sad or affected, that means I wasn't soul conscious at that time. So when I remember that I have to be soul conscious, all the points that I have derived from the Murli will automatically emerge, and I think it will be easier at that time also to practice being soul conscious. Another way in which we can study the Murli is to correlate the points. Sometimes Baba mentions something in the beginning of the Murli, and then there will be a point that is related to that point either in the middle or at the end of the Murli. So if we can segregate the points that are related to each other, then we will have a better understanding of what Baba is trying to say to us. And by having new ways of reading and studying the Murli, we will have the eagerness and the intoxication to listen to the Murli every day, and through the Murli our love for Baba will increase day by day. And this will keep us linked to Baba and his elevated versions. And we will then study from our hearts. Studying from our hearts is to experience the points. So we can pick one point and sit in solitude with that point and enjoy the feeling of that particular point to such an extent that you can experience it for a longer period of time. And so, what is the most important thing that we need to understand to maintain the link of this study? I think we discussed this earlier. Somebody said remembrance, churning. Anything else we can think of? Noting the points. Pardon? Drawing the Murli. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, the most important thing that we need to understand is that Baba is our Supreme Father, and at the same time, he is our Supreme Teacher and the Supreme Sadguru. There is no one higher than him. Oh, there is no one even greater than him. He is the supreme authority. He is the almighty authority. We need to understand who is teaching us. It is God himself who is teaching me. He is my teacher, right? And so when we understand this, our mind and intellect will automatically be focused on the study and the one who is teaching. Therefore, regular study will help us to regular study is also important. That will help us to maintain the link all the time. Another way is to have a student life consciousness. This will enable us to have curiosity, which leads to new learnings. And so we are able to pick up new points from the Murli easily. Churning we mentioned earlier. So if we churn the Murli throughout the day, then that will keep us connected or linked to the Murli. If we study the Murli, listen to the Murli in the morning, and we don't churn throughout the day, then there is no link. So churning is important to maintain the link.
Keep company with smart students.
Yes, that too. And also imbibing the study practically into our lives. So when Baba says something in the Murli and we don't imply it practically into our life, then that link between the study and our practical life is not there. So putting it practically into our life is also important to maintain the link.
No absenteeism.
What is that, brother?
Absentism.
Also, imbibing purity, because if we don't have if we don't have purity, then we're not able to imbibe knowledge. And if we don't imbibe knowledge, we will have the basic understanding, but we won't be able to like imply it into our life. So purity is also important to maintain the link. Also, having only the one supreme teacher in our hearts. When we only have the supreme teacher in our hearts, we will definitely pay attention to the study. It means we will do what he is telling us to do, because we only have the one in our heart. We don't have anyone else to listen to. So we only go to the one again and again. And also, last point, surrendering yourself. When we surrender ourselves to Baba, we will do exactly what he tells us to do without having any doubts. Om Shanti.
Introduce yourself.
Myself? I'm Shailene from New Zealand.
So how
did you come in knowledge? I came in knowledge in 2017. I came in knowledge in 2017. I actually had a dream. Baba came into my dream. Before having the dream, I was going to college and I was coming back from college on the train. And in my life, I never experienced true love. And so, and I'm like, you know, in the movies and all, you see motherly love is very important. And like, it has a very high thing. But I never experienced that true motherly love in my life. And so I was coming on the train and I was just about to close my eyes and I felt somebody touched me, and that touch had a motherly love feeling that I had never experienced before. And I opened my eyes, nobody was there around me. So that was earlier 2017. And then later, 2 months before I came into Gyan, Baba came into my dream, and in that dream it was like soul world, point of light, pouring so much love in like to me, and it was like pure love that I had never experienced before. And that love stayed with me for at least half a day, and it was something that I had never experienced before. And so before this, my mom was in Gyan. She took knowledge before, but I didn't like know anything about it. And so I knew that point of light means Brahma Kumaris. And so that's how I took the course and came to Gyan. Om Shanti.
What is your experience? First time in Madhuban?
No, this is my third time in Madhuban.
In 2 years you have come thrice.
Yeah, so I completed.
So what is your present intense effort?
In Madhuban?
Okay.
So like currently in our center we have started revising all the Avya Kumalis in the morning. And so
in the center.
Daily.
Daily, yeah.
At home.
In the center, in the morning class, we study.
So after the daily Murli.
So no, we study. We break the Avyakta Murlis into parts, so it's shorter. So maybe 15 minutes before the Sakar Murli, we revise the Avyakta.
Before Sakar
Murli. No, for 15 minutes, we.
Before Sakar Murli.
Yes.
It's after Amrit Vela, we study we revise Avyakta Murli. We started from 1969, like what you said.
So how many people are there in your group?
About daily, there is about 10 people that come to class, 10 souls.
Okay. So you enjoy?
Yes, I'm loving it so much. In the beginning, when we started reading the Avyakta Murli,
do you have the feeling that you got very late?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, not this late. Yes, when I came.
You feel it's okay?
No, it's not okay. Because when I came, I was, after finishing the course, I was talking to sister and she told me there is 100 years of the confluence age, and in that 82 years have gone. And I was like,
2 years late.
And I was like, why? Yeah, but we need to make effort now, right? Bhakti Baba says it doesn't matter what time you come, but that is the accurate time. But I always tell Baba, why did I come so late?
Mm-hmm.
shed tears of love in love, remembrance?
Yeah, that is the thing. I tell.
Many times a day.
Actually, you see people tearing with love, but I don't tear. So I told Baba, how come I don't have that experience? I want to experience that tears of love. But then I told Baba that, and one day I was just talking to Baba about my dad and I started tearing up. So Baba listened to me and he even gave me that experience. But
divine visions?
No, brother. I don't think it's necessary. I just want to feel Baba's love. I just want to
get it just like that, you will be happy.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to them?
I guess you just have to try and have new experience with Baba, with Baba's love. I think Baba's love will keep you moving forward. I like it. I think it's I feel like the gathering is very powerful here. Like when I listen to the classes, the audios, it's not the same as when I'm here. Yeah, it's a different experience.
I
understand Hindi, but I don't
speak.
Not quite. No, brother.
Basically from India?
I'm from Fiji, but I've been living in New Zealand since I was like 10.
Enough.
Om Shanti.